Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. It's 2511-3901-0035-2226.
2226?
That's correct.
All right. Let me pull up your information real fast. All right, is this a quick transport?
Yes, it is.
All right. And who am I speaking with?
Reginald Vereen.
All right, how do you spell that?
R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D. Last name is Vereen, V-E-R-E-E-N.
Okay, and what's a good phone number for you just in case we get disconnected here?
843-230-3291.
Okay. And is this like a, is that a mobile or is that a company phone?
That's a cell phone right there. That's the best one.
Okay.
Me. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay, just let me confirm some of the information I have here on file. The billing address is still 1111 East Macri Terrace?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Florence, South Carolina, 29505.
That's correct.
All right. And how do you structure your company? I know it's an incorporation. Is it a S Corp or a C Corp?
S.
S, okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
About 7 years now.
Oh, right on. Okay. Okay, so yeah, so we have many programs available, so, you know, depending on your specific needs here, just let me know what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, actually, you know, I got this. I was just curious. I just recently just purchased some equipment, and I was just wanting to find out a little bit more about this company, I guess, this bank, and what y'all were offering.
Okay.
Most of the time, when I'm looking to purchase equipment for routes. I'm a contractor with FedEx, so I buy a lot of sprinters and different things like that, trucks and box trucks, and tractors and trailers to move boxes and stuff
nice.
Like that. So it's equipment purchase.
Okay. Yeah. So you know, the way our equipment purchases work, or our equipment financing is, you know, it's the longer terms. About anywhere from about, you know, 2 years to 7 years, and you know, the rates on that, you know, be mid single digits. Just really depends on, you know, the health of the business, you know, what your credit is and things like that. So it's not really, you know, it is a set rate once you get a qualified for it. It doesn't fluctuate or anything like that. But, you know, so I just can't give out a number right away. But yeah, and plus it depends on what you're looking for and stuff like that. So that's pretty much it. Are you looking to purchase some more equipment here coming up, or?
Actually, honestly, not right now. I just purchased 3 trucks.
Nice.
But, you know, I don't know. What I did, I kind of, you know, I'm kind of expanding. I bought a couple of more routes, and at the time, I only needed one. And then I got 2 more routes, so I needed 2 more. So I got 2 different payments, and, you know. So I might want to, down the road, consolidate all these truck payments into one.
Okay.
So how did you
purchase them? Are you doing like a kind of like the same thing, like a finance option, or
yeah,
did you pay them with
yeah,
cash?
Okay. No, yeah, I financed them.
Okay.
Yeah, I financed both vehicles, all 3 of them.
Oh, okay, right on. What kind of vehicles are they? Just curious.
It's a Sprinter. I don't know if you're familiar with a Sprinter. Something like, well, you most of the time you see Federal Express drivers or even FedEx Ground, which that's what I am, FedEx Ground.
Mm-hmm.
Drivers drive to make parcel deliveries. So they've got the Mercedes Benz on the front.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are nice. Okay. And box trucks and things like that too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
All right. Do you have a typical time of, you know, like, the year when you look to buy more, or is it just whenever you are trying to expand and get more routes?
Oh, definitely whenever I'm expanding or I get offered more routes, that's when I buy more vehicles. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's awesome. Are you looking? Are you looking for more routes right now? Do you have one any coming up? Or?
I'm always looking. Yeah, I'm always looking. I just purchased 3 routes, so I mean, that cost me a good little penny. So right now, I'm trying to, earn some money off these things now. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How much do you usually make off per vehicle? Like the return on it?
Wow. Let's say per route, because, I would break it down. Let's say per route, you're going to at least make $110 per route. Yeah.
That's pretty good. $110 times 3? Because you have 3 trucks, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. So you push.
Now I have 7 trucks, but
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're doing pretty good then. That's awesome. What are your annual sales looking like?
Well, this year I only had 2 routes originally until I purchased mm-hmm. 3. So, but this year I'm looking at probably about 200,000 for this year for the 2 that I had. Hopefully things will look a little better next year with these three routes I just added.
Okay, I gotcha. We could, if you are definitely looking for something, the nice thing that we could do is we could always get you just qualified for something, and then that way you always have, an approval at least with us, especially if you're looking to expand. Just curious, have you ever worked with a working capital loan?
No.
Okay.
Well, actually, I do have a relationship with a bank. I was just curious. I do have, let me take that back. Let me retract that. I do have a working relationship with the bank, and they have given me some working capital. So I'm not really, really, really looking, but I was just curious about, I seen the offer in the mail, and I was just curious because I never really heard of this bank before, so I was just curious about it.
Yeah, actually, we're the Bank of Cardiff, so... a lot of these, the capital loans, obviously you're kind of familiar with them. So a lot of these new banks that are coming out, like Capital is kind of new. It's been around for about 8 years, maybe. We were one of the first banks to actually do it. So we've been doing it for the whole 8 years. A lot of these companies are just coming out now that have just started doing it. So they're a little bit newer on the subject for that. And a lot of these only do just working capital, unlike us where we do equipment and working capital. We've been around for 14 years, so we pretty much know what we're doing. We have a big senior rep staff. I'm one of the senior reps here, so, I've been here for quite a while. That's one of the nice things. And definitely, you can always take a look at us online, too. Our website is really nice. You can see our Better Business Bureau. You can see our real customer reviews on Google+. So, we're a very credible bank. I know you're in South Carolina, right? Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, so, I mean... we're West Coast, so I mean, a lot of companies have heard of us out here, but we do business with all across the nation. So we are becoming more familiar out there on the East Coast. That's definitely something there. I mean, a relationship based bank too. So I mean, if you're looking to establish a relationship with a bank, where you can just call up and be like, hey, I need some trying to finance some equipment. We'll be there for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. So can I get your name and everything?
Of course. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. I can actually just send you an email. Would that be all right?
Oh, that'd be great. That's even better.
Cool.
That's an even better idea. My email address is Reginald. It's my name, Reginald Vereen,
at yahoo.com?
Sure.
Okay. And just to confirm it, it's Reginald.
That's correct.
Vereen.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can. I'll send you an email. You'll have my contact information and things like that. I mean, if you're not looking for anything right now, I mean, are you gonna be looking here soon or?
You know what, sir? It's You never know when an opportunity comes, so I just like to be prepared.
Sure, man, absolutely. I just can't. Yeah, I was just gonna say I just can't wait for this, you know, the whole election thing to be over, and then I think it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, you know, because the FedEx motto now, and I know I'm just talking, but the FedEx motto that they originally was independent contractors. Now they go into a form of ISP, which is independent service, and you have to have at least 5 routes to stay on. You can't be a one contractor just one route. Now they're doing away with that. They want you to grow. So that's why I said I don't know in the future. Yeah, I'm up to 5 routes now, but still I'm not. You know, I'm looking for more, a little more. So.
Sure, of course.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, you'd you have to hire more employees then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, right on. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's always a good option. What's that?
But I said the employee part is not the exciting part of it. It comes with it.
Sure, of course it does. Absolutely. Right on. Just curious for my sake. I was just how did you end up getting a contract with FedEx and things like that?
Well, actually, we, you know, I started working with FedEx, and then I found out, you know, that FedEx Ground was independent contractors, and I said I wanted to do that, so eventually I worked my way to it to come up with the resources to get it done, I guess, and here I am.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So you used to work for FedEx, then, yeah?
Yeah, right. I used to work with FedEx.
How long did you work for him for?
Wow. Quite some time now.
It's been a while.
Yeah, because I was a driver now before I became a contractor. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do anything different than last year at all?
Did I do anything different?
Yeah, are you trying to do anything different than you did last year, you know, to maybe help, you know, expand? Or, I know you're trying to expand, but are you doing anything differently to help out in the routes or anything like that?
Well, I got another guy that I hired as kind of like a manager, and he's going to help me since I picked up these 3 routes. To manage the business, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other than that, yeah.
Well, I had another question for you. I know you said that you had a capital loan out with your bank, right? With another bank.
Well, I have a good working relationship with the bank I have now.
Yeah.
I actually bank with a bank that's pretty good. You know, they pretty much look out for me.
Uh-huh.
If I ask for something, they try to make it happen for me. So, I mean, I don't have no complaint.
I gotcha. If you don't mind me asking, what's the name of them? Maybe I heard of them.
TV.
TV?
TD. I know
TD Bank. You're all right. Yeah. No worries, man. TD Bank. Okay. Yeah, I know exactly who they are. Right on. So yeah, that's good. I'm glad you have a good relationship with them. Have they are those set up on daily payments or are those weekly payments?
Wow. Well, it's a weekly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah, definitely. Reginald, you know what I'll do? I'll send you the email. It'll have my contact information. It'll have, you know, our website. You know, have all that stuff. So if you want to research us and look at us and see what we can do for you, you know, and if something comes up, you know, give me a holler and I'll be more than happy to help you out. And, you know, if you want too, I could always send you, you know, like the application and things like that. And that way I just have it on file, you know, things like that too.
I have one of your business loans. Application. I have one still. I didn't. Yeah, so I kept it, you know, because I never know. So I always keep my stuff handy, I guess.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah,
so I have one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, let me send you this email. and then I'll just follow up with you every so often, you know. Maybe here in a couple weeks or something like that.
Okay. Well, I promise you, though, if you follow up with me in the next couple of weeks, you might not get me because we're about to get real busy here.
Yeah, with the holidays coming up, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, we're about to get real busy. But after that, yeah, pretty much. You can follow up with me. That'll be great.
All right. Are you guys going to be too busy enough to where you guys might be bringing on another truck? Help it out.
You know what? I honestly, I think all together we rent it between renting and the trucks we have just purchased. We should be good.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we had to have so many trucks already set up for the holidays. So.
Mm-hmm. Right on. When does that start usually? Like right after Thanksgiving? I think you guys start getting really busy.
Yeah, but it's been. Yeah, right after Thanksgiving. But most of the time now, it's starting to pick up before Thanksgiving for some reason. We wasn't real heavy today, but by next week or the end of next week, and closer we get to Thanksgiving, the more the volume starts to pick up.
Yeah. Do you guys run on like 24 hours or?
No.
No?
But you know what? They got it set up to where we basically run. During the holidays, we automatically run 6 days. But now they got it set up to where somebody's run 6 days anyway. We got one group runs Tuesday through Saturday, and the other one runs Monday through Friday. So, I mean, basically, we got just about every day covered, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that makes sense. All right. Well, sounds good, man. I'll send you this. Just be on the lookout for it. If you want to, you can just send me an email back just saying you got it. That way I know you received it.
Okay.
And then we can go from there, man.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
And you have a good one. Sir, your name again?
My name is Steve.
Okay, Steve. That'll work.
All right, Reginald.
You have a good one, Steve. Uh-huh.
Thanks, man. You too. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.